Good morning and welcome to the Deadline newspaper roundup on Wednesday the 22nd of September with Amanda McMillan. Now, many of the papers have headlines this morning of the Commonwealth Games and the fact that it is growing in crisis. They don't think that the Commonwealth Games are going to be ready in time, and there's also concerns over security. The Times headline is Games Crisis Grows as British Stars Pull Out. Organisers were fighting to save the Delhi Commonwealth Games after a disastrous day in which the event descended into chaos and some of Britain's biggest stars pulled out. Scotland's participation hung in the balance amidst claims that facilities for the athletes were filthy and unfit for human habitation. The fears of organisers were compounded after a footbridge near the main venue collapsed, injuring several people. The Scotsman has a picture of the footbridge that's collapsed. Their headline is Collapse in Confidence Threatens Delhi Games. Scotland's Commonwealth Games chiefs are expected to decide today whether to allow the first wave of competitors to fly out to Delhi amid increasing concerns about the safety and readiness of the event in the Indian capital. The Herald also has a picture of the collapsed bridge. Their headline also is Commonwealth Games in Crisis, Delhi event facing axe over security fears and catalogue of blunders. The Commonwealth Games were in crisis last night with fears over security, health and safety putting the event in doubt. And the Daily Record has a picture of Lee McConnell with the headline Shame Games Facing the Axe. The Commonwealth Games were in danger of collapsing last night after the build-up to the event turned into a shambles. The Daily Record also has a headline, Rangers stars kidnap. Two young Rangers players were kidnapped and robbed in Edinburgh, it was claimed in court yesterday. One of the alleged victims was midfielder Kyle Hutton, 19, who made his first start for the SPL champs last night in the League Cup tie against Dunfermline. And the Daily Express headline today is Taxman Wants All Our Wages and We Will Just Get Pocket Money. The taxman could soon be getting his hands on all our hard-earned gross pay before we see it, it was revealed yesterday. In a move branded off the wall and a recipe for disaster by financial experts, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs had revealed it wants details of all our gross earnings passed by employers straight to a central computer. The taxman could then deduct income tax, national insurance and any student loan payments before money is paid into our bank accounts, like a parent doling out pocket money. The Scottish Daily Mail today, Britain's pensions slump to lowest in Europe. Britons are the pensions paupers of Europe and need to put away an extra £10,300 every year in order to achieve a comfortable retirement. The country's 31 million savers will have to pay an extra £317.5 billion into pension pots over the next 40 years, more than residents of any of our European neighbours, or they would face a poor retirement. And the Daily Telegraph, banks face new tax on bonuses. A new windfall tax on banks is being threatened by ministers amid concerns that many bankers will receive irresponsible and unacceptable bonuses this year. Vince Cable, the business secretary, will claim today that bankers present more of a threat to Britain than trade unions. And some of the tabloids today, the Scottish Sun has an exclusive with McCulloch, I was so evil, the killer's confession in a chilling prison letter. Axe killer Thomas McCulloch has told how he's so evil as he confessed to being a nightmare in the lives of so many. The fiend who staged a bloody breakout from Carstairs State Hospital described how he had taken sons from parents, husbands from wives, fathers from children. And the Sun also has a sidebar of outrage as Delhi Games are in crisis. Now the Daily Star and the Daily Mirror, they are both featuring stories of the X Factor star Chloe Held. who was in the papers yesterday, and it has been revealed that she will be able to stay in the X Factor. The Daily Star says X Factor Vice Girl stays, and she's even put her prices up. Teenage Shaker Chloe Hild has been given the thumbs up to continue singing on the X Factor to the fury of her critics. And now the cheeky madam has even put up her prices for clients after her newfound stardom on the cult TV show. And the Daily Mirror has an exclusive X-rated Chloe My True Story. It says, I was wild, stealing, drinking, fighting, but the day I got pregnant was the day I changed. X Factor singer Chloe Mafia last night broke her silence about her shocking days as a one-girl crime wave. The troubled 19-year-old admitted to a catalogue of drink, fueled, theft and thuggery, but said she turned her life around when she became pregnant with Destiny, who is 2 years old. And many of the papers also have a lovely picture of Andy Murray, who attended the Burberry Fashion Show and London Fashion Week. And he appears alongside Serena Williams, Sarah Jessica Parker, and also his girlfriend Kim Sears. But unfortunately, all of the pictures show he doesn't look too happy. He doesn't look very, very happy to be there. And that picture appears in the Daily Telegraph, the Daily Record, and some of the other papers as well. So that's it for today. That's your Deadline newspaper roundup.